Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud today. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power turned up. Starting right now, I'll be done. I'll play my fight.
Everybody, this is Pearl with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, for those who haven't met me, I changed my name to Exit so that I could say my name up in lights. Okay. I was born and raised in New York City. People ask me if I'm from Queens, and I tell them, no, my folks are straight. This is by far the largest audience that I have performed my comedy to, I must say. As a matter of fact, thinking back, the last place I played at, there were so few people, the piano player played T for One. Okay, you've probably let out a few groans by now, so let's get it over with. I'm going to tell you a few jokes, and I expect to hear you. Okay, what's white, oval, and crawls up your leg? Uncle Ben's perverted rice. Okay, did you hear about the Native American Indian who drank 80 gallons of Lipton? He died, drowned in his teepee. I don't hear you. All right, what's brown and lies on top of the piano? Beethoven's last movement. All right, this should do it. Years back, these guys ran across campuses naked. Well, there was one guy who had the word desire written across his chest. He was a streaker named Desire. Okay, enough. I happen to be a Jerry Lewis fan. One thing I learned from him was his radio test. So I'm going to attempt to remember it all and do it. So you're absolutely welcome to join along. Okay? Well, here we go. One hen. One hen, two ducks. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters, five corpulent porpoises. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters, five corpulent porpoises, six pairs of Don Alverzo's tweezers. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters, five corpulent porpoises, six pairs of Don Alverzo's tweezers, 7,000 Macedonians in full battle array. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters, five corpulent porpoises, six pairs of Don Alverzo's tweezers, 7,000 Macedonians in full battle array, eight brass monkeys from the ancient sacred crypts of Egypt. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters, five corpulent porpoises, six pairs of Don Elverzo's tweezers, 7,000 Macedonians in full battle array, eight brass monkeys from the ancient sacred crypts of Egypt. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters, five corpulent porpoises, six pairs of Don Elverzo's tweezers, 7,000 Macedonians in full battle array, eight brass monkeys from the ancient sacred crypts of Egypt, nine apathetic, sympathetic, diabetic old men on roller skates with a marked propensity towards procrastination and sloth. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters, five corpulent porpoises, six pairs of Don Elverzo's tweezers, 7,000 Macedonians in full battle array, eight brass monkeys from the ancient sacred crypts of Egypt, nine apathetic, sympathetic, diabetic old men on roller skates with a marked propensity towards procrastination and sloth, 10 lyrical, spherical, diabolical denizens of the deep who all scrawled around the corner of the crow, of the quay, of the quivery, all at the same time. Okay? Well, I think it's time for a commercial. Yeah.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Yes, and you can get these wonderful brownies and cookies at www.brownies.com. Okay, back to Jerry Lewis and his character, the Nutty Professor. Well, I'm going to have him tell you the story of Cinderella. Not quite the way you've heard it before. Let's just call it spoonerisms. Now, you just have to picture me doing this. I have my glasses on, a little down forward. My teeth are shaped like buck teeth, and my hair is short and slicked down for this. Okay? There we go.
I wanted to tell you the story of Cinderella. Oh, that's what I'm gonna do right now. Okay. Once upon a time, there was a girl named Cinderella. She lived in a big horked house with her mean old stepmother and her two sisters, the Uglers. They made poor Cinderella do all the wordy dirt while they sat around chinning aquas and margaritas aids. Well, one day, the two sister Uglers came into the kitchen where Cinderella was flopping the moor and ironing the shitty feet. and they said, you like the dirty words, don't you? Okay. The Pransome Hints invited us to a Bansy Fish Ball. It's too bad you can't go. So Cinderella went back into the kitchen, actually, with ears in her ties. And she was just about to check as they were frightened when suddenly there was a blinding flash of light, and standing beside her was a funeral Mary. Who are you and what do you want? The feudable bear, he said, why, I'm your merry fodgather. So Cinderella said, Well, in that case, can I go to the ball? The fairy said, well, that's quite a wish. But she waved her magic wand and instantly transformed Cinderella into a ravishing Rudy. She had on a long light gotten sound and a necklace of poofies and whirls. And on her feet were two tiny sass clippers. The fairy said, well, you must promise me one thing. You must promise to be mown by Hittite. So Cinderella was off, and soon she cast to the cable. And the first poo people she met were her two sister Uglas. Well, they didn't even Cinderella recognize her. They introduced her to the Prancing Hints. And he took her hand and said, oh, you're so beautiful. You remind me of Beeping Slooty. That's Sleeping Beauty for those of you who are happen to be drinking right now. Anyway, and he was just about to ask for her marin handage when suddenly the cock clutter strike swelled and Cinderella banned from the royal as she didn't want her sass clippers slipped from her soot. You want me to repeat that a little slower? Okay, wait. And he was just about to ask for a marin handage when suddenly the clock clotted to strike 12 and Cinderella banned from the roar, and as she did, one of her sass clippers flipped from her soot. Aren't you freaking glad you know the story? So the Prancing Hints picked it up and said, you didn't use either odors. No, he didn't say that. He said, tomorrow I will find the women who slipped this flipper suits. So the next day he went from house to house. And you can't turn that around. Well, soon he came to the cinema house Cinderella lived, then he docked on the door. Well, she answered the door, but her two sister Uglas. Well, their beat were too thick, and it was Cinderella's turn. And guess what? The flipper fitted perfectly. They were married and happily ever after. Moral of the story is, if the fool shits, wear it. Yes. Jerry Lewis. Well, really not going to do much. I want to be doing this in segments. So this is what I'm considering is our segment number one here. I'm hoping actually to get a call in from my friend Sharon Alpern Schultz. I want to dedicate a few songs to her. She is a Barry Manilow fanatic. So let's first play here as one song.
I'm sorry. Those were my rubber chickens. Esther and Eunice are here. They wanted to, say something. Well, first of all, they were, like, saying how nice the song is, and that, they're hoping that everybody who received or will be receiving my new book, Off World with Merle, it's a Rubber Chickens Travels. Esther wrote the book. I sort of helped, but anyway. Well, I will, before I play another song, actually I would like to do a song. Although I'm not used to doing it a cappella, or as I call it in Yiddish, a cappella. I was doing my act, and I had a piano player, and I think maybe some other members of the band with me. And there was a couple from San Francisco that had been to a show, and I thought they would be coming back, and so I had asked. I decided I'd do the song. I Left My Heart in San Francisco. But when I asked, it doesn't seem they were there. So I decided I would rather do a song about New York instead, since I'm, from New York, So I, I turned to the band and I said, okay, I want to do a song about New York. How about New York and Newark? It's a hell of a town. They said, we don't know that song. I said, well, all right, how about East Side, West Side? They said, that's a stupid song. We don't like it. We don't want to do that. Why don't we just do the song we rehearsed? I said, yeah, I know, I understand. How about, we'll make a brand new start. They said, everybody does that song. Why don't we just do the song we rehearsed? And I have to tell, I was very embarrassed, So I went over them and I said, really, I really love that song. I kind of think, well, whatever. So I would rather, they said, I don't care. Do the song. This is what we're getting paid to do. I don't feel like doing it. Just do it. So I had to, go back and took a deep breath, and I just thought about something, and I said, okay, just give me an arpeggio. And they did, and I sang this instead. Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the gang on 42nd Street. Tell them that I will soon be there. They said, I don't care. Tell them how my heart is yearning to mingle with that old time throng. Come on and give my regards to old Broadway and tell them I'll be there. Okay, now that I did that, let's do one more song for my friend Sharon. By the way, in the background, you're hearing my cat. That's my cat, yes, my cat, Max. He just wants my attention. That's what it is. So here we go. Let's see which one I have here. Weekend in New England. I like that one here. Again, dedicating it to Sharon Alpern Schultz.
Back in the city where
thank all the people who signed on to listen, or I'm putting this as a podcast. And again, I hope you pass this around just to have people, just to have something to laugh at. So I'm now, well, I guess I'm going to end this show now. And wherever you are, have a nice day, evening. Stay safe. And, well, I don't know. Try to keep busy. What I'm doing. Oh, yes, and I want to wish Wynn a happy birthday. He's 7 years old. And her mom is a teacher. Let's definitely thank her. And she has a brother, Caitlin. Goodbye, everybody.